Federal government MPs say it's a conspiracy of enormous proportions and Australia's Watergate. The fallout from yesterday's federal court decision to throw out the sexual harassment case against Peter Slipper is continuing. The government's demanding answers about the prior knowledge which coalition members had of the case, including the opposition leader. And it wants the former Howard government minister Mal Brough dumped as a Liberal National Party candidate. For its part, the opposition says the government's hyperventilating. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
The scandal that ruined the reputation of Peter Slipper and saw him lose his job as Speaker has far from run its course. Yesterday's damning federal court judgment has the government demanding answers.
Now, this is a huge story. I mean, this has all the hallmarks of an Australian Watergate.
On Sky Television, the Labor MP, Mike Kelly, set the tone for the day ahead, and there was no holding back.
And we need, you know, Australian Woodwards and Bernsteins out there teasing out some of the further details. Mr. Hockey's involvement, Christopher Pine's lies and his further involvement. What did Mr. Abbott know? He's weasel-worded his involvement in this. There is a very big story to tell here.
It was a message being reiterated on morning radio by the Trade Minister, Craig Emerson.
This is a conspiracy of enormous proportions.
This is nothing less than a conspiracy.
The Leader of the House, Anthony Albanese. The government is demanding that Tony Abbott front the media to explain any prior knowledge coalition members had about James Ashby's sexual harassment case against the former Speaker. The Federal Court Judge, Stephen Rarus, yesterday threw the matter out of court as an abuse of process, declaring in his judgment that Mr. Ashby's predominant purpose was to pursue a political attack against Mr. Slipper and to advance the interests of the Liberal National Party and Mal Brough, the former Howard government minister and LNP candidate for Mr. Slipper's seat of Fisher. The finance minister, Penny Wong, says the coalition has set the standard that it must now meet.
Let's recall members of the coalition demanding that the prime minister answer far less than this sort of than the findings in this judgment, demanding that she front the parliament and the press. Well, perhaps they should do the same.
Look, it is an honour for me to be here. And on behalf of the coalition...
A world away, Tony Abbott made a surprise pre-Christmas visit to Australian troops in Afghanistan, meaning these questions are yet to be posed to him directly.
The Labor Party said we weren't around. Of course we're around. Here we are.
But in contrast to its absence yesterday, the coalition was to be seen today. The Shadow Treasurer, Joe Hockey, emerged to talk about the budget surplus, but was questioned mainly on the Ashby affair.
Look, the government's hyperventilating about this.
What about your meeting with Mr. Brough earlier this year? What did you know about this case before?
Nothing. Can I say to you, Craig Emerson is rapidly becoming the comical Ali of the Parliament. He's making up things. When I met with Mal Brough, as I have met with Mal Brough on numerous occasions, this matter has not been discussed, never been raised with me. I found out about it, like the rest of Australia, on the Saturday when it was published in the newspapers. So, frankly, I've said that on numerous occasions. Labor keeps repeating a lie because that's what they do in order to try and present it as fact. The bottom line is, I didn't know anything about it.
One of the central figures in this scandal, Mal Brough, is yet to front the media. The government points out he has been mentioned more than 100 times in the judgment. But the Shadow Attorney General, George Brandis, believes the former Howard government minister has not been implicated.
There are no findings against Mr. Brough himself, and there is no conduct about which the judge made findings, which in my view would disqualify Mr. Brough from being a parliamentary candidate. He is the endorsed candidate. In my view, he will be elected, and the people of Fisher, I can assure you, are very eager to see the back of Peter Slipper.
The government is now considering further action, including the possibility of an inquiry, but it won't say exactly what it can do.
Samantha Hawley. During the federal court proceedings, it was alleged that James Ashby and another staff member copied parts of Peter Slipper's diary to give to a News Limited journalist. The government minister and leader of the House of Representatives, Anthony Albanese, has indicated that now the court case is over, that matter could be pursued further, including by the federal police. Mr. Albanese says the opposition leader must explain exactly what he knew. He spoke to Samantha Hawley.
I think given the conclusion of the court case, it is reasonable for the Australian public to expect some accountability from Tony Abbott.
Well, Tony Abbott obviously is overseas at the moment, but Joe Hockey did front the media this morning. He said he knew nothing of it, nothing before the Saturday report in the Daily Telegraph.
The judge has found that this was a politically motivated case, and it was clearly designed to advantage the LNP and to change the political makeup of the House of Representatives.
Well, that's not what Justice Rare has found, though. He says the action was taken to advance the interests of Mr. Brough and the LNP, but he did not say that it was taken to bring down the government of the day, which is what you are saying, which is very different.
He has said that there was a pursuit, to quote the judgment. He says, "I've reached the firm conclusion that Mr. Ashby's predominant purpose for bringing these proceedings was to pursue a political attack." Now, it's very clear.
But he also said to advance the interests of Mr. Brough and the LNP. He never said that the motivation was to bring down the government of the day. That is what you are saying.
From the very beginning of the process, you had Tony Abbott and others calling upon Mr. Slipper to step aside, trying to change the makeup of the House of Representatives. And I think people can see that themselves. Now, the idea that Mal Brough, who was seeking at the time to replace Mr. Slipper as the member for his electorate, could meet with Mr. Hockey and these issues not come up is just extraordinary and defies common sense.
Well, Joe Hockey says they didn't, so...
Well, and he originally said that he just met with Mr. Palmer.
Right, but he says he knew nothing of it, so you're now saying regardless of what they say, you really won't believe them anyway.
Well, I want them, and I think the Australian public can expect them to come out and put exactly what their engagement on these issues was.
The government will now consider its options of further action here. What are the options? Could there be an inquiry? What sort of thing could the government do?
Well, there are a range of options, and we, unlike the opposition and the way that they've behaved on these issues, want to give it proper consideration. Of course, we await whether independent authorities from government make decisions to pursue other issues that arise from this case, including the fact that Mr. Slipper's diary was copied and given to journalists without authorisation, that those sorts of issues are of real concern and I'm sure will be considered by the authorities now that this court case has concluded.
Right, so you think that was a criminal act?
Well, that's not up to me, but I'm sure that if someone, unbeknownst to you, downloaded in your workplace, downloaded your diary and gave it to someone who sought to do you damage, that would be of real concern.
So who would need to refer that matter to the police?
Well,
then?
That's a matter for the police.
But someone would surely need to refer that to the police first. Would that need to come from Mr. Slipper, or could the government do that?
I think the police are probably aware of it.
But do you know then if the police are investigating?
I don't know.
But you clearly think they should be.
Well, I think that if someone in my office downloaded my diary and gave it to a journalist without authorisation, I would regard that as theft of my property.
Do you think there was any other criminal conduct here, or was it just unethical?
Well, that is a matter for the police.
And does the government have any intention of referring any of these matters to police?
Well, that's a matter for the police and for the relevant authorities.
Government Minister Anthony Albanese speaking to Samantha Hawley.